This podcast is an open letter to Dr. Bill Frist. Dear Dr. Frist, you recently sent a letter to your Republican colleagues asking them to join you to kill the death tax forever. You stated that because of Katrina, we could not act on repealing the death tax last fall. But then you added, now is the time. Here is our moment. My question to you, Dr. Frist, is why was then, 1 week post-Katrina, a bad time to repeal a tax that impacted only on the heirs of 0.25% of the U.S. population? In other words, a fortunate few that are among the wealthiest people on Earth. Why was then a bad time to repeal that tax? And what makes the first week in May 2006 so different? At the time of Katrina, we were running one of the largest deficits in the history of the world. Dr. Frist, will we have a surplus in May? At the time of Katrina, fuel prices were over $1 a gallon and rising. Dr. Frist, will gas prices be lower in May 2006? At the time of Katrina, repeal would have drained almost $750 billion in a 10-year period away from Social Security, Medicaid, education, vocational training, and veterans' health benefits. Dr. Frist, how will the diversion of funds from these national needs be any less, or will our needs for directing funds to these areas be any less in May of 2006? Dr. Frist, at the time Katrina hit, middle-class folks were wondering how were they going to afford to send their children to college? Has anything happened that will make their plight easier by May 2006? At the time Katrina hit, we didn't have a clue when the unbelievable cash drain from our continuing wars in Afghanistan and Iraq will end. Dr. Frist, will we have a clear answer, or will the outflow end or even slow down the first week of May 2006? At the time Katrina hit, most people in this country didn't have any idea how their children and grandchildren would pay their share of the debt our federal government has been building up. Well, Dr. Frist, will you be revealing the solution to the budget deficit legacy in the first week of May? At the time Katrina hit, there were hundreds of thousands of people whose lives and jobs were, to say the least, put on hold. Dr. Frist, will we have met our promises and responsibilities to them by the first week of May 2006? I confess, I'm a business owner myself, and I'd love to pass some of my hard-earned wealth to my children and grandchildren. And yes, it's likely some of my wealth will be subject to the federal estate tax. So I'd personally love to see an end to the estate tax. But before you do that, I'd love to see a substantial reduction in my income taxes. If you guys and gals in Washington thought about swapping your limos for some energy-efficient vehicles? Seriously, there may come a time when I'd be happy to support your vote for estate tax repeal. But it's certainly not now. Take a good look around, Dr. Frist. Our country needs a lot of healing and a lot of helping. May 2006 is a month when many, too many questions haven't been answered.